Oxfordshire County Council Social and Community Services. Occupational Therapy Service. Guide to Home Adaptations for Disabled People. This booklet is intended to assist you if you are considering adapting your home. While Oxfordshire County Council has made every attempt to make this audio file as accurate as possible, we cannot guarantee its accuracy. In the case of any inconsistency between this audio file and the original PDF or print document, the original document will apply. Adaptations to your home. What help is available towards adapting my home? If you are permanently and substantially disabled, you may be eligible for a Disabled Facilities Grant, DFG, or other types of grant to adapt your home. This is explained more fully in the Department of Environment leaflet Housing, Key Facts, Disabled Facilities Grants, a copy of which is available on request from your local council. Council addresses are available at the end of the document. The grant, DFG, is administered by your local district or city council, and is subject to a financial assessment by them. This means you may have to pay something towards the cost of the work. If you rent your property from the council or a housing association, they may directly fund work to adapt your home. If not, you can still apply for a DFG. Councils can award DFGs for approved works up to a maximum of £30,000. If there is a shortfall in the amount of grant available, you may get additional financial help from your local authority Social and Community Services Department. For most adaptations, this help is not available to council or housing association tenants. This is also subject to a financial assessment. How does the Disabled Facilities Grant process work? Firstly, the city or district council normally have to consult with Social and Community Services. This consultation is likely to lead to you being offered an occupational therapy assessment. What is an occupational therapy assessment? An occupational therapist from Social and Community Services will visit you at home to make an assessment of your needs. She/he will ask you about your disability and may need to consult with your doctor. She/he will make an assessment of how you carry out day-to-day activities. This will include your mobility around the house and how you manage personal and domestic tasks. The needs of those who live with you or care for you will also be taken into consideration. In most cases, this first assessment will take about 1 hour, but if your needs are complex, more than one visit may be required. Following the assessment, the occupational therapist will discuss with you the options for meeting your needs. These might include advice about equipment, which may solve your difficulties without alterations to your property, or the option of alternative accommodation. Cost also has to be a consideration. Why do I need to see an occupational therapist? The occupational therapist is qualified to assess your needs related to your disability and to comment and advise on whether the work you are proposing to carry out is both necessary and appropriate to meet your needs. What will the district/city council do? On receiving the recommendation from the occupational therapist, an officer from the city or district council will contact you and ask you to complete a grant application form. This officer will carry out a financial assessment with you. They may call this a test of resources to see if you have to make a contribution towards the cost of the adaptations. The amount you may be expected to contribute will be referred to as your notional loan. Under current legislation, the grants officer has a duty to assess your property to make sure that the proposed alterations are reasonable and practicable. If the district council believes the adaptation scheme is not reasonable and practicable, they can refuse a grant. The council will ask you to provide proof that you are the owner or tenant of the property. If you are not the disabled person, you need to make it clear on whose behalf you are making the application, e.g. the parent of a disabled child. When the grants officer has all the completed paperwork, the valid application, two estimates and plans if needed, they must give you a written decision about a grant within 6 months. Who will be financially assessed? The disabled person plus his or her spouse or partner will be financially assessed. If the disabled person is a child, there is no financial assessment. What if I can't afford my assessed contribution? Other sources of funding may be available. Discuss this with your occupational therapist. When will I have to pay my assessed contribution, notional loan? This will vary depending on your local council. The grants officer will explain fully to you about this. Can I start the work before the grant is approved? You will not normally get any grant if you start the work before the council has approved your application. Can I get any help with planning the work? Your occupational therapist will usually be able to help you to plan minor alterations such as showers, stair lifts, ramps and minor kitchen alterations. If major alterations are needed, such as an extension to your property, you will need the services of an architect or surveyor. You may be able to find someone who specializes in this kind of work. Discuss this with your occupational therapist or grants officer. If you get a grant, their fees can be included in the cost of the works. It is necessary for the occupational therapist to work closely with you plus the architect/surveyor or agency and the grant officer to ensure that the plans will fully meet your needs. If you do not get a grant, you will normally be responsible for these fees. In some situations, other financial help to cover these fees might be available. In some instances, architectural advice and support may be available through your local council or housing association. Home improvement agencies may be available in your area to help you. Will I need planning permission or building regulations approval for the work? You may need one or both. If an architect, surveyor or agency is working on your behalf, they will be able to advise you about this. If in doubt, you should contact the relevant department of your local council before starting any work. How long will it take for the adaptation to be completed? It is a slow process, but the time taken will depend partly on the complexity of the work. Please discuss the time scale with your occupational therapist or grants officer. Some of the factors which can affect the length of time it will take to complete an adaptation are waiting for an occupational therapy assessment, agreeing a solution, and obtaining plans that will meet your needs. Obtaining the landlord's permission, if appropriate. Providing proof of the ownership of the property, proof of title. Existing structural faults which need rectifying. Obtaining planning permission. Obtaining estimates. Availability of funding. Availability of builders. Obtaining final grant approval. The council must agree or refuse a grant within 6 months after receiving your valid application. If approved, full payment has to be made by the council within a year from the date of your formal application. Will the work be checked? While work is in progress, the council should make sure that it is monitored. When the works are finished, the occupational therapist and grants officer will want to check with you that the works have been carried out as agreed in the plans. What about maintenance and repair costs? Once the work is completed, you will not normally get financial help from the council or social and community services with the maintenance and repair of the adaptations, fixtures, or fittings. If you live in rented accommodation, you should check with your landlord. You should check the guarantee period available to you. It is advisable to inform your household insurance company of works you have had carried out, so they may upgrade your insurance accordingly. The county council currently offers a servicing and maintenance agreement for lifts. Please ask your occupational therapist about this. Useful addresses and contacts checklist. For your convenience, listed below are details you may wish to put names and contact numbers against for future reference. Local social and community services office, occupational therapist, council office, council officer, housing department, housing association, architect, builder, home improvement agency, others. Gidda Posts Trust, Independent Living Centre, Northfield Farm Lane, Madley Park, Whitney, Oxon, Ox 28, 1 UD Tel 0199389998 0, fax 0199370081 www.gidepoststrust.org.uk. For more information, please contact Access Team, Oxfordshire County Council, P.O. Box 780, Oxford, Ox 19GX, telephone 0845050766, email access@oxfordshire.gov.uk, district council. Contact details: Cherwell District Council, Bodicote House, Bodicote, Banbury, Ox 15, 4AA 01295525235. Website: http://www.cherwell.gov.uk/. West Oxfordshire District Council, Wood Green, Whitney, Oxon, Ox 28, 1NB 01993861000. Website: http://www.wistoxon.gov.uk/. Oxford City Council, 24/7 PO Box 10, Oxford, Ox 1, 1N01865249811. Website: http://www.oxford.gov.uk/. Vale of the White Horse District Council, Abbey House, Abbey Close, Abingdon, Ox 14, 3J01235520202. Website: http://www.whitehorsec.gov.uk/. South Oxfordshire District Council, Benson Lane, Cromarsh, Gifford, Wallingford, Oxon, Ox 10, 880149182300. Website: http://www.southoxon.gov.uk/. Help with translations. Alternative formats of this publication can be made available on request from the Access team.